Opening this weekend at Stage Left is a play called Back of the Throat, and we'll get around to explaining why a play was titled that way, but first let's go to some people involved with it. We have, a little bit later, we'll spend time with the actor who's in it, Patrick McHenry-Crutch, but first the director, I think, here to visit me for the first time, Heather McHenry-Crutch. Good morning, Heather, and welcome.
Good morning.
And this isn't your first involvement with Stage Left, is it? You've done some other things with him.
I have. I directed a play last year called Piece of My Heart.
Okay. And this play, Back of the Throat, go ahead and just let us know what it's about.
Well, it's about an Arab American who is in his apartment one day when some investigators from the government come to see him and start asking him questions about the attacks.
Of 9/11.
Yeah, it's just referred to as the attacks in the... Mm. In the script, but yes.
Because it was written shortly after that.
Correct, okay. Yeah. Takes place probably a couple months after September 11th.
Sure. And the back of the throat part?
Well, that's it's a reference to the pronunciation of his name, which you should have Patrick do.
Okay, Patrick, come in and pronounce his name.
Khaled.
And so it's that idea.
It's that Arabic K.
One of those sounds that we in the West aren't very used to doing.
And, correct.
And some of us are not very good at doing.
Yeah, you have to do it in the back of the throat. So how many, does it deal just with him or him and his family or what's the...
No, envision? It really is just with just him and the questions they're asking and how everything around him becomes suspicious. I think they look at the books that he has. They look at his clothing. They... and start to...
Profile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how many characters are in the play?
Well, there are five actors. The woman, Brooklyn, though, she plays three different women.
But who are but describe the characters.
The characters are people he's come in contact with in the past. One of the characters is his girlfriend. And as they're interrogating, they're... I guess the convention the playwright uses, they're reading him their notes from the interviews, and the characters start being there.
And how many interrogators are involved in the play?
Two.
Two, okay. And Patrick, are you one of them?
I am. I play Carl. So it's Carl and Bartlett. And so the show opens with the two of us interrogators coming in really... And it's not really interrogation as much as is starts off with a friendly interview that kind of quickly devolves through the series of things that we find and those flashbacks to those meetings with the other characters and information that we've gathered through other means that come through in those flashbacks. So. We go in, the government agents that we are, we go in with a certain agenda that the main character, Khaled, doesn't know. As far as he knows, he's just providing information that he has, and it I guess, devolves from there.
Mm-hmm. And Heather, you kind of referred to the fact they never exactly say 9/11, they just say the attacks. And I guess relative to that, for either of you, are the government agents precisely defined as U.S. government agents of a specific agency, or is this more just kind of represent any government agent anywhere?
No, they're not defined. Yeah. I think it was written after the Patriot Act, but it's set before, maybe. No, they don't define them, and they just call them the intelligence. They're clearly, they say, government officials. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, and so Patrick, as are you two government officials? Do you do the good cop bad cop routine, or what are your attitudes?
Yeah, there is definitely some of that. And that gets very interesting and takes some twists that hopefully you don't expect. And then I think that's kind of the brilliant thing about how it's written. When you talked about, does it refer to, it just refers to the attacks. And Because the show, it's not just about that, but it is about kind of, it plays on those basic fears of what if you are being accused of something that, that you didn't do or you didn't know you were involved in, and how those government officials gathered evidence that to them makes a lot of sense that you're involved. And those, I guess for me personally, that's always kind of there in the back of my mind. Like, what would happen if I was accused of something I didn't do, or sure. or somebody thought I did was more heavily involved, and that just not being able to defend yourself necessarily. Yeah.
Well, especially when it's because you're profiled, because you're a relationship or part of a group, or
it becomes very topical again when you're talking about, are you dangerous because you're from a country?
Yeah, and the playwright on purpose, I think, doesn't answer those questions for the audience, which I think is what makes it such an intriguing piece, because he's not making any decisions for you. He's giving you this situation and letting you come to your own conclusions about what's right, what's wrong, what makes sense that those guys did. So I'm hoping that we have audience members that certainly can empathize not only with Khaled, but with the other characters in the show, saying, I can't see how maybe they would come to that conclusion.
Sure. Patrick McHenry-Kretsch, who's Carl in the play, and Heather McHenry-Kretsch, who is the director of the play. So, to Khaled, and the actor playing him, he's not here to defend himself. Let's talk about who's playing Khaled. Who is this person? Who's this actor? Is he somebody from the acting community, or somebody that's kind of from?
His name's Robert Thompson. I have worked with him before.
He's
a musical that at the Modern that I directed with Troy Nickerson. So he's been around. I don't know that I've ever seen him in a play.
Right.
A non-musical.
You've seen him in musicals, yeah. Mm-hmm. So is he taking to being the... Because this must be the intense role to be essentially the victim in this play, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, they're all... It's a well-written piece, I think, for the actors, because they each have their own unique perspective that clearly comes through. Robert's doing a great job.
And as an actor, it's a workout, the role that he's playing. Mm-hmm. It's intense, and the spotlight's on him the whole time, and he's fantastic.
Does he use the accent somebody from elsewhere would use?
No, it's not written for him to have an accent. He actually, the government agents refer to him erroneously as just having come over, but he's actually been in the U.S. since he was a child.
Oh, he grew up here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's Arab enough to be a suspect, as it were. This is the play called Back of the Throat. Now the play came out, 16 years ago or whatever, after 9/11 or so. So what do we know about the play? Has it been done continuously, or was it kind of pulled out of obscurity and being cast? Know anything about its background?
It has been. I think it's been done fairly consistently. In Chicago, it's won several awards. I think the Playwrights Festival, that stuff happened kind of earlier on in 2006.
2005 and 2006, it won some awards. Mm-hmm. I actually don't know. I don't like to look at past productions when I'm directing, so I haven't. I don't know how recently it's been done. I know it's very topical right now. So,
But it is kind of the perfect thing for Stage Left to do, because I think it has been, from what I've seen, and again, I don't do a lot of research that way either, because I like to have my own perspective on it, but I have seen a lot of other major cities do it and write-ups about it. But again, perfect for Stage Left, because it's one of those pieces that is really incredible that you may not get the opportunity to see because it's not being done consistently in major venues and you don't hear about it. But it's still a really important and just a great, great piece of theater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And Stage Left, which is, I think, 108 West 3rd Avenue, it's just about a block west of Division, just a little bit west of of Brown on 3rd Avenue and that lovely theater there where they're doing a lot of these plays. It opens this Friday. It's Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, and Sunday at 2 o'clock, and then for 3 weeks, closing on the 5th of November, I believe. Well, thank you for illuminating this play, Back of the Throat, at Stage Left.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Patrick McHenry-Kretsch, the actor, and the director of this play, Heather McHenry-Kretsch. Thanks a lot.